Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Violent Man of Faith, Already in Progress.
Who does the Word of God work for? There you go. That's the answer. Anyone that believes. Now, how many of us lay down when something like this happens and just let the devil run over us? Most of us. Most of us just let the devil run over us. I mean, he's really happy with you whenever he gets you down on your face and he's stomping in your back and you're just sitting there saying, crying. Oh, Mr. Devil, will you please stop? Most of us don't even know that. Most Christians don't even know that you have been given all power and all authority. I think about that guy that was up here the other day that he said he had prostate cancer. He had repented of all of his sins. He learned that what causes prostate cancer is looking at women where you're not supposed to look at them. Looking at pornography will bring prostate cancer. So when he learned that and he repented for that, he said it felt like he had a sword stuck through his side, from his side right through his prostate, right out, sticking out the other side. And he said it was so painful. And when he realized he'd already repented of his sin, when he realized he had all power and all authority over the devil and that the devil has to be subject to him, he commanded the devil to withdraw that pain in his body. And he said, I literally felt that sword being pulled out of my body and go away, and the pain left in my body. See, as long as you're walking in obedience to God's word, the devil cannot touch you. That's why James 4:7 says, submit yourself to God. What does it mean to submit?
Obey.
Obey. You got to obey. You got to do, even if you don't, I mean, if it's something that you don't understand, that you don't like, you still got to obey. You know, because God is in control. And he'll do things in your life that you won't like. I guarantee you, there'll be some times he'll test you, raise you up, and do great and awesome things. But just think, that guy, the Muslim or Hindu or whatever he was, I mean, he was screaming out loud, who is it that's mentioned the name of Jesus? You can't talk in the name of Jesus. Well, that doesn't line up with what I read in the book. The book says I'm supposed to speak in the name of Jesus. Is that right?
Amen.
In his name, I've done a teaching somewhere. I don't know where it's at, but I've done a teaching several years ago, what all you can do in the name of Jesus. But it's the book, the Bible is just full of things that we can do in the name of Jesus. Amen. I've been given all power and all authority in the name of Jesus. If I've been given all power, then how much power and authority did that beast have?
None.
He didn't have none.
No.
Isn't that a wonderful testimony?
Yeah.
Now then, this week, as we go, knowing, just like Cheryl and I the other day, we was in Baltimore. We walked into an elevator, and I'm telling you, there was from wall to wall in that elevator, big elevator, 6 foot two, three, 4 inch boys. I mean, I walked in that elevator and I looked towards, I'm 6'1", and I'm the smallest one in there. I said, boy, there's a lot of potential in this place. I said, how many of you boys in here know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And guess what?
Not a word.
Not one word was spoken. I said, well, boys, I was wrong. I thought there was some potential in here, but without Jesus, there's no potential whatsoever. I said, you boys, I said something like this, you boys are a bunch of wimps. I really know how to hurt these young men. If you're a 6'4" young man, you don't want to be called a wimp, do you? But you are. If you're afraid or ashamed of Jesus, you're a wimp. Is that true? I mean, when I'm walking down the hallway, and sure, there may be a devil and demons all around me, but this just happens to be Father's Day, right?
Woo!
When I turned around and looked, my Father is standing there with me. And His Son, my big brother, is living in me. So should I be afraid of anything? No, not with God, the Father. My Father walking along, when He's walking beside me, and am I ever without Him?
No.
He promises to never leave me or forsake me. So all I got to do is remember that. And I can be a man's man. I'm not afraid of nothing or nobody. Just like that man, whenever that guy pulled that gun on him and said, I'm fixing to blow your heart out of your chest. And that pastor just reached over, picked up his Bible, and put it right here, said, Holy Bible. He said, go ahead. He said, aren't you afraid of me? He said, I used to be, but not anymore. So these two men, this one of them was a thug. The pastor was a black guy, and the thug was a white guy. And the white guy was going to kill the black guy. And the black guy reached over and got his Bible, just held it right there. He said, aren't you afraid of me? And he said, I used to be, but I ain't no more. He says, how can you live like this? He said, because I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So that white guy that was a thug, that was fixing to kill this black pastor, took his gun, laid it down on the cabinet, and says, I need this God.
Amen.
And the two boys knelt together on the floor, and he invited Jesus, and as the black pastor knelt down on the floor, he raised his hand and said, Father, welcome into the kingdom, your newest son. Amen. And it was the other guy. Woo! Now then, if he'd have been afraid, he'd have got killed.
Right.
How much power do we have over the enemy?
All.
You got to remember who you are as sons and daughters of God. Wow. Do we have some great testimonies in this church?
Yes.
All right. Before we quit today, let me ask, is there anybody else got one you want to share with us? We got one back there. Come up here.
I came here the last Sunday.
Yeah.
It was my first time here. And I couldn't understand why this room was not more full than it is. I still don't understand it, but I got to tell you what happened. I told him I was homeless, but I was trying to plan a conference, a spiritual and prophetic conference to Ghana, Africa, on July 21st, which is my birthday. He looked at me and said, you don't have a place to stay? No. You don't have a car? No. You want to go to Ghana? Okay. I'm going to pray that you're going to have the funds to go to Ghana. It's over $500,000. So he looked at me and he said, I have faith, and I prayed on me. He prayed over me for fibroids. My stomach went from going from 9 months pregnant, now it's almost flat. Amen. Let me tell you, this is amazing. I woke up this morning and God woke me up. And he said, do you remember a prophecy you received 20 years ago from a man named Yahweh Ben Yahweh? And I he brought it back to mind. He said, you will be entertained by royalty. I said, well, how is that possible? I ain't got no money. I ain't got no money. He said, you will be entertained by African royalty. We have gotten the confirmation back that we will be entertained by 10 queens and 10 kings in Ghana, Africa. I'm telling you, God is amazing. It's because this man preached faith. I've been to synagogues. I've been to different churches. And I have never, ever, ever had anyone preach faith like this man. Now, let me tell you what happens when you're working with the men and women of God. You got problems. I had one person, I said, would you all accept $3,000 to speak and all of your accommodations, everything's taken care of, your food, your lodging. Would you all agree with that? Everybody said yes. A man called me day before yesterday. You're pimping me. I said, excuse me? He said, you're pimping me. I want $5,000. I said, oh, Lord. I said, I tell you what, since you think I'm pimping you, you stay home. You stay home, God will send me another minister to take your place. I got a call this morning from another guy. I said, can I take pictures of everybody and send them to Ghana? I said, you're not sending my face because there's no vanity, there's no greed. It's only for God. So I am praying now that God will send me a man and woman of God, a God team, that will replace the people that I have. So would you all pray for me? Would you all, because I hear faith up here. Would you all pray for me? Because I'm not going to move before God say move. But would you all pray for me? Because this is my new white daddy now. Okay? And everything he's spoken has come to pass.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wow.
She forgot to say that. She got away.
Oh, yeah, she got a place to live, too. So praise God. Okay. Did I have another one? I missed one. I got one young lady right here.
I'm going to give two testimonies about coming here and then about what comes out of your mouth. I came here to get colloidal silver from Scott. And I was here one time. Of course, I stay after, and listen to the service, love the service. So I was in the back, and, Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you need to come more often. Don't just come for this colloidal silver. Come more often. And then I'm sitting back in, it was like a revelation, like, oh, I do need to come more often, don't I? I do. And I was like, yeah, I do. And he said, you need to bring somebody. I said, that I do need to bring somebody, don't I? I said, yeah, and I got really excited. So I leave, and I go home, and I get my colloidal silver, thank you, and I go home, and another day, a couple days roll around, and I'm laying in the bed, and it says, call Billy. So I call Billy. I haven't talked to Billy since July 4th, and so I call Billy. And I said, Billy, there's a church that I go get the colloidal silver from. I said, you need to come out there. I said, because the Pastor Scribner has got a healing ministry. And he says, you were saying, tell people to come. You said, God knows his healing ministers. And I repeated that. He said, God said he knows who his healing ministers are. And so, because that whole day was about healing. And so he said, you know what? He said, it was Monday, because I'm off Sunday, Monday. It was Monday. And he said, I just went to Pastor Robert's church yesterday, and Robert is in Africa or Australia, and he said that I went up and I had such and such a person pray for me. This is Billy talking. And he said, and I told the Lord when the guy prayed for me that I want to know more about healing. I want to be able to heal people. And I just love that the Lord had told me to tell me to call him. And I said, you know I haven't talked to you in like 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. I said, so you know it was the Lord. So I got the place for you to come. So now Billy and his brother come. Billy and Joe, they love coming here.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Violent Man of Faith, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teaching online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.